The Congressional Budget Office recently released its 10-year budget projection. That document includes an appendix offering new projections regarding the Affordable Care Act's impact on the U.S. labor market. The Congressional Budget Office expects that there will be 2 to 2.5 million fewer full-time equivalent positions over the next 10 years as a result of the legislation. The finding has been much discussed, and it's important to understand the underlying economics. The Congressional Budget Office is not saying that employers will create fewer jobs or shorten hours or even lay off workers. What the agency has said is that fewer people will be working because more Americans will choose to work less. In fact, according to an assessment by Moody's Analytics, the Congressional Budget Office does not anticipate a higher unemployment rate or outright layoffs because it believes that in the long run, labor demand will be unaffected by the health care law. Rather, the Congressional Budget Office believes that some workers will reduce the hours that they work to keep their annual income below subsidy thresholds. A similar dynamic applies to Medicaid. In states where the program is expanding, some people may choose to limit their hours or stop working since they no longer will need to work to receive health insurance. For WIPR, I'm Anibon Basu.